Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a lecture given in a college course.
The development of the radio into a worldwide force occurred relatively quickly. In 1920, only 19 years after Marconi sent the first wireless signal across the Atlantic, the world's first radio station was established in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And by 1923, nationwide broadcasting was possible in the United States. Radio broadcasting was initially totally uncontrolled, and each of the dozens of existing stations broadcasted its programs whenever and on whatever wavelength it wanted. The result for listeners, as you can imagine, was often a garbled mess. This confused situation in radio broadcasting lasted until the Federal Communications Commission, which is often referred to as the FCC, was created in 1930 by the United States government. The initial purpose of the FCC was to regulate radio broadcasting. Each station was assigned a wavelength for its broadcasts to minimize interference from other radio stations.
Number 47. What is the topic of this talk?